or super furry? Yow.
So Ian spent some quality time at the Ren Faire this past weekend, and he encountered a number of people, some of them super freaks, some of them furries. The question is, can you tell the difference? Now, if you're not familiar, Ian, describe what you would, how you would paint the picture of a super freak that you would encounter at the Ren Faire.
Okay, now, the term super freak is not one with malice.
No, freaks, not derogatory.
I love freaks. I'm a self-proclaimed freak, card-carrying freak. I would definitely say Mahoney's a freak. Audrey,
people,
in some instances.
People, we like to get our freak on.
Oh, definitely. And
we would go to a Freak Nick if we were invited, but we've never been invited to a Freak Nick.
I didn't even know those existed. Wow. But anyways, anybody who's a freak is at a Renaissance fair dressed up, really just having a good time, being somebody else, getting out of this shell that we have to walk through in the secular world, the 9-to-5s, and then finally just busting out the sword that you bought online or maybe from a Spencer's Gifts, you know, maybe a kilt, the boots that your wife only lets you wear once a year, letting the hair down, showing off the tattoos, even though people in medieval times didn't really have tattoos.
But doing it with a sense of bravado.
Exactly.
You know, like really getting into it.
People can put on costumes, mm-hmm. and even though they're wearing a costume, their true sense of self really comes out at the Ren Faire.
So, I mean, that's what a super freak is. We can understand that. But then a furry, very different.
Very different. But also at the same time, it's kind of aligned. It's all about escapism. But the furries are really interesting because they don't even want to be humans anymore. They want to be animals. Mm. And these animals can range anywhere from, you know, a wolf, a horse, a centaur, maybe even some mythical creatures as well. Now, furries, there is a sexual aspect to it that is unfortunately highlighted
cases,
a lot.
Some cases, but not all cases.
But not all cases.
Majority of cases.
But question, Ian. Yeah. Can you... Like, okay, because the name is furry, and you want to be an animal. Do these animals have to have fur? So, like, if I wanted to be a furry octopus or a furry whale?
Can I call you furry octopus from now on? Because that's awesome. Mahoney, that's a great question.
I don't know.
Could
I've never seen
a furry hairless cat.
Well, they do grow fur, though. I mean, are they cats do.
No,
but
sure.
But whales do not have.
But I'm talking about specifically the scrotum-looking cats.
Yeah.
Or like
a
naked mole rat.
Ah, yes.
And be blind, too, just running into things.
Can we agree
Mahoney,
that this
great
is
question.
Odd?
I'm thinking of whale, though, with like sheer hair. Like just that like beautiful, long, you know, glistening in the sun hair.
While you think about that, let me
That's how I can live my true self.
Let me introduce the three people that we are going to be playing with today. That didn't come out right. You know what I mean.
Stop it, Dave. Mahoney's over here talking blowholes.
We have Sacrum, we have Sam, and we have Anonymous. So all three of these people were encountered at the Ren Faire. Only one of them is a furry.
Yes.
Just based on the conversation that Ian had with them, we're trying to figure out which one is the furry. All of us are in the dark, so please feel free to weigh in. 833-YO-DUMMY, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, on social media @Dave Mahoney. Here we go with Sacrum, contestant number one in Freak or Furry.
We're here at the Ye Old Ren Faire, and I can't find the Ye Old Porta Potty, but I did find a friend. How are you? What's your name?
Well, I am Sacrum, and I am doing pretty fabulous today.
Sacrum, if you don't mind me asking, what's your favorite kind of superhero? Are your parents still together? Do you play golf?
Favorite superhero? That's a hard choice. Probably Static Shock. As for parents, things are what they are.
Okay, have you ever vaped before?
No.
And you've never vaped? Okay.
Never vape, never smoke. Bad for you, bad for your lungs. Don't do it.
Okay, sounds like a very health conscious, either freak or furry. Did sound a bit like it was coming through a mask.
Yes.
Now,
Dave,
was
that
mask a headpiece for a furry or perhaps just part of a costume that she was wearing to the Ren Faire?
One of those leather masks.
Yeah.
Also,
could be a freak. Could be a furry.
Do we know, was she named after the stuff that we put in our tea that's in that pink, the little pink packet that comes on the tables?
That's Sweet like and Low.
Is that Sweet and Low? Which one's Saccharin?
I think that's in Sweet and Low.
Oh,
I think
Splenda?
You're right.
What are you talking about?
All right, so that is the first contestant, and I'm suspicious, but didn't strike me as being quite freaky enough to be a furry, if that makes sense.
See,
I feel like you graduate from freak to furry.
No, I don't think so. I think this young lady, I think she's young, sounds like she's good, she's wholesome, she's never vaped. I believe she is a fantastic furry. That's what I'm
You think
with.
She's a furry. Okay.
Yes. Wow.
Let's meet the contestant number two who goes by the name Sam.
Okay, we're here playing Freak or Furry. Do you want to give your name?
Sam.
Hey, Sam. Sam, how old are you? Are you single?
God.
Sam, are you okay?
No, I'm fine.
Sam, how old are you? What do you do for a living? Obviously, are you're in a relationship?
Yes.
Okay.
This is my summoner.
Your summoner. Hi, summoner.
Hi.
All right. How old are you and what do you do for a living?
30 and DJ.
What's your favorite Marvel superhero?
Oh, man. Oh, I can't decide.
That's okay. Are your parents still together?
Yes.
Were you a troublemaker growing up?
No.
So here's the thing, is that Sam seemed like he was being kind of short with you in his answers, and I feel like a furry is very proud of the fact that they are a furry and really wants to be interviewed. I don't think that Sam is the super furry.
He's in a relationship, so he's got that going for him. I'm thinking, I don't know, like a summoner is somebody who would bring, you know, it's like a witch or somebody who would bring something into the world.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
correct,
I don't know if, but also that could be a multitude of things. I don't know if they have summoners in the furry world.
Could be a magical gopher he had with him.
Could be, but I feel like Sam, you know, he's a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't say what kind of DJ. Does he DJ weddings? Does he DJ bar mitzvahs? Is he a DJ at the local strip club? We don't know. I think Sam is a super freak.
Mm. I'm going freak on Sam as well. What do you think, Audrey?
I'm going with freak as well.
Freak as well. All right. So here we go. Third and final one. Super freak or super furry.
Okay. We're here at the Ren Fair and we're playing freak or furry. So how are you doing today?
I'd be fine.
Okay. If you don't mind me asking, are you in a relationship?
Not at the moment.
So how is it today at the Ren Fair?
It's fine. The weather is lovely.
It's gorgeous today and you're really talkative. Now, what do you do for a living? Like, seriously.
I'm an engineer.
Oh, engineer. Okay, very cool. I can imagine you have a large group of friends then.
Yeah.
Of course.
Anonymous, very short with me.
Just anonymous.
Anonymous did not want to give his name.
Oh, man. See, I feel like he's giving me furry vibes, but I'm not hearing like a mask on him, so I feel like he might have been like painted furry. You know what I mean? Like painted as an animal.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He could have been dressed up like a chipmunk.
But like how... I don't know.
Kyle wants to know, is that guy Irish?
Kyle is on the right track here.
Okay.
I will only say that.
I will say not Irish. I'm going to go more Scottish, and I'm going to go kilt wearing. I think that guy definitely a freak as well. I'm going to stick with my initial gut reaction, which is that Sacrum, the first one, fake name to begin with, sounded like she was talking through a mask. I think freak on Sam and freak on Anonymous, furry on Sacrum.
I am going to go with Sacrum being a furry because I thought she was nice. Sam being the freak, and my final one under Anonymous, him being an engineer, not being talkative, not seeming like an overly social person. I think
but that could be the audible. I mean,
no,
that could be the red herring
I
here.
I feel
is that
like he's
in
there.
Real life, he's not very talkative, but as a furry, like that's his outlet.
I'm imagining him in some sort of BDSM like GIMP outfit. Is how I'm viewing Anonymous.
He's on a good path right now.
Very hairy, and so I am going to go with
Gimp
Anonymous being a freak. No Gimp mask. I just think he's in leather.
I was going to say Gimp mask with a kilt would be quite the look. Like Gimp mask, no shirt, kilt.
Okay.
I can see it. All right, so can we all agree that the middle one, Sam, definitely a freak?
Sure.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
All right, let's have a listen here. Super freak or super furry trying to eliminate Sam here as the furry.
Are you a furry?
No.
What are you dressed up as right now?
Sam from Trick or Treat.
Now, you said you have a voice with it, right?
Yes, great.
Cool voice.
All right,
Sam.
Great.
What's Trick or Treat?
So Trick or Treat is a horror, an anthology horror film. The main character motif throughout the film is just a small person with a scarecrow-type round head.
Oh.
Yes.
So not a furry.
We're going to go with Anonymous, also not a furry, right?
I'm going with Anonymous as a freak.
A freak for Anonymous. Here we go.
Are you a furry?
A furry? Describe that as what it means.
All right, so no. What are you dressed up as right now?
I'm an ogre.
I think we can assume what kind of ogre you are.
Yes.
You're Shrek.
Yeah, all the way.
Shrek at the Ren Fair. You're a hit today, aren't you?
Yeah.
People love you. People are coming up to you. I hate to ask this. I know it's awkward. Have you seen the video?
What video?
Shrek is Love.
Yes.
How do you feel about it?
It's okay.
No, it's not okay.
I don't think he's seen it.
Wait,
I really
so
don't
confused.
Think he's seen it.
Ian, how did Mahoney say that he's envisioning him in BDSM leather? equate to Shrek.
Well, I sexualize Shrek.
A leather vest. Was he head to toe green?
He was head to toe green. Oh, exactly, yes. Like him.
Yeah. Did he ask if his nether regions were also green?
I did not ask that, Mahoney.
Did you see his nether regions?
No, I didn't.
Do you think if you go as Shrek to the Ren Faire, do you go full bore and make sure everything is green?
You have to.
Just in case. If someone pants you.
If you do have a rendezvous at the Renaissance Fair, I feel like if you pull down the pants and then that's just your, you know.
But what if you do have a rendezvous, then it's going to look like she or he was eating cotton candy.
You got to hook up with the Jolly Green Giant.
You lose the luster, you know. It's like seeing the strings on the magic trick. You don't want that.
Okay. Let's go ahead and hear the reveal. We got it right, you guys.
Now,
Sacrum is indeed a furry.
She does actually make a reference to a line that Dave said a couple of years ago, which is hilarious to
really?
Me. Yep.
Let's have a listen.
Are you a furry?
Oh, yes. I'm actually a fursuit maker.
How did you get into that?
I saw pictures of it online, and as an artist for 20-plus years, I thought, you know what? I bet I can make that.
What is one misconception about the furry community that people need to get over or people just don't understand?
Ye old question. It's always about sex, but it's not.
This ain't about sex, it's about dragons.
Of course. I don't want sex in my fairy tales, I want more dragons.
Well done, guys.
Sniff that one out.
Did you see if she could make us a suit?
Oh, yeah, if we want to. We can all get furry suits.
I want a whale outfit with Cher hair. That's what I want, as I said. Let's make it happen. Mm.